It is Wednesday, July 31st, 2013. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Thomas.
I'm Kyle Kellum. Support for Ozarks at Large comes in part from the University of Arkansas Women's Giving Circle.
Ahead on Ozarks, this region is a hotbed for a rare weather pattern called derechos. We talked to an expert forecaster about this interesting weather phenomenon.
Last week, the Fayetteville Public Library's Board of Directors voted to offer Washington Regional Medical Center $2 million for the city hospital property located directly south of the library campus. I'll talk with Library Director David Johnson about the library's expansion proposal.
But first, officials with the Arkansas Workers' Compensation Commission have confirmed that the commission's Fort Smith office will close. Though no date has been set, the office will reportedly be closed by this time next year. The closure is meant to help counteract a $135 million unfunded liability in its death and permanent disability trust fund. The fund services benefits to families of workers killed or permanently injured on the job after a certain deductible is met by workers' compensation insurance providers. AWCC Chairman Watson Bell said earlier this month that turbulent economic times have contributed to the trust fund shortfall.
We don't get any general revenue. We are what's called a special revenue agency. All we get is what we bring in. And what our revenue is a premium tax that comes from the people who pay workers' comp. And when that tax goes down, our revenue stream goes down. Our gross income is basically the same as it was 13 years ago. So you can see we've got a financial situation that we're having to deal with, and we're having to make some tough decisions.
According to the City Wire, the decision to close the Fort Smith office was made after considering input from staff at the Fort Smith and Springdale offices, communications received by the commission and the governor's office, and an analysis of cost information related to the issue. Of nearly 6,700 claims filed with the Workers' Compensation Commission during the fiscal year just completed, 322 claims were filed in Sebastian County, while 419 claims were filed in Washington County.
Entergy says a reorganization plan has led to the layoffs of 800 workers in several states, including 165 Arkansas workers. Arkansas Nuclear One in Russellville will be the site of some of those layoffs, according to Sally Graham, Entergy Arkansas spokeswoman. She says plans for the layoffs resulted from a money-saving effort by the multi-state utility.
Well, it is a changing business world, and, you know, in an effort to meet those challenges and opportunities, we did have a team of employees who devoted thousands of hours of analyzing how to make our business better. And the goal is to create a world-class organization focused on customer service, operational excellence, and sustainable value for our customers.
Entergy will also reportedly close a call center in the state as well.
A meeting is being held today between Arkansas officials and representatives of the Quapaw tribe to discuss artifacts from a Native American village that once sat near where a steel mill is to be built. The meeting in Osceola will include Arkansas Economic Development Director Grant Tenniel, the state archaeologists, and local officials. Tenniel says he doesn't believe the artifacts will impact the proposed Big River Steel Project.
We knew about them before it was ever announced, and we have hired some of the best experts in this region to work with us. They have been on site for months. We have a plan, and it both respects the artifacts and the culture and complies with state and federal law.
Today's meeting is not open to the public or press because officials say they don't want the location of the artifacts to be released for fear they would be plundered. The $1 billion project will employ 2,000 people during its construction and then have more than 500 workers.
North Little Rock will be home to a new entrepreneurial hub, which will house three interconnected ventures to provide education, training, and to help launch businesses. $2.5 million has been raised from private sources to create the Argenta Innovation Center. Barry Hyde, the committee chair, says it's an ambitious venture.
The Argenta Innovation Center will create a culture of innovation and job creation, retain and attract smart, talented people for Central Arkansas, generate new businesses, and contribute talent to existing ones.
The center will include educational opportunities and advanced technologies that can be used to turn ideas into tangible and marketable products.
Earlier this week, Bill Halter dropped out of the 2014 Arkansas governor's race, removing a primary challenge on the Democratic side of that ticket. And yesterday, word broke that another statewide race has similarly narrowed, According to Talk Business Arkansas, Little Rock School Board President Diane Curry has dropped out of the lieutenant governor's race. Curry is reportedly considering a run for Congress in the 2nd District against the incumbent Republican Congressman Tim Griffin. Curry's exit from the race for lieutenant governor leaves John Burkhalter as not only the lone Democrat in the race, but the only confirmed candidate in the race. Current Lieutenant Governor Mark Darr, a Republican, has not announced if he will seek re-election in 2014, though he is rumored to be eyeing a run for the 4th District seat in Congress if Congressman Tom Cotton decides to run against Senator Mark Pryor.
The Federal Bureau of Labor Statistics has released unemployment numbers for the month of June. The unemployment rate in Northwest Arkansas for the month was 5.7%. That's a drop of 0.2% compared to June 2012, but a bump up of 0.1% from May of this year. The number of unemployed in June 2013 was actually about 300 people higher than a year ago, but the overall labor force grew by about 3,300 people during the same time period.
In the Fort Smith metro area, the June jobless rate was 7.7%, an increase of 0.1% compared to June 2012, and dead even with the unemployment rate for May of this year. The overall labor force grew by about 1,800 people year over year.
The Northwest Arkansas Naturals have dropped three in a row now. Last night, the Nats lost to the Travelers in North Little Rock 8-3. That three-game series will conclude tonight in North Little Rock.
Forecast calls for partly cloudy skies this evening. Overnight lows from 65 in northwest Arkansas to 73 in the Arkansas River Valley. Sunny tomorrow, your Thursday, with highs from 91 to 95 and a heat index value of 103 in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow night, mostly clear with overnight lows from 72 to 75.